appreciate the opportunity to share with everyone. Yes, we made the decision early on to close the thrift store. We felt like that was a non-essential, and it is essential to our operation, but in the grand scheme of things, it is non-essential. And for all of us to just focus solely on the food distribution portion of our mission here. So the changes that we have made and continuing to look at are we switched over to curbside food distribution. We talk a lot with the food bank, and this is what they recommended and what other food pantries are doing as well. And that method is to where you limit physical interaction with people as much as you possibly can. So it actually has worked out really good, and we kind of modify it, tweak it each time. But as the participants in our program come up to the building, we have people outside directing traffic. They direct them around to the rear of our building, and we gather their information on that path around there, put a little card with their name and so forth on the windshield. Then one of us will stop by, pick that piece of paper up, take it inside to our computer system, and verify to make sure they're currently in our system. And if not, we complete a new application for them and get them underway that way. Once they're verified, then we can go ahead and get their food. We direct them into a parking spot. We load the food into the trunk or the back seat, wherever the participant needs their food loaded into, and then off they go. So it actually has worked very smoothly, but it takes a lot of patience and acceptance on everybody's part. That's the big thing, and that's what I'm so proud of our community and everyone for pulling together to actually pull this off, to make it happen. The participants, everyone has just been extremely grateful and cooperative, and you couldn't ask for any more. And then our volunteer force here, we have seen diminished numbers in volunteers, as you might expect, because our normal volunteer force is 60 years plus in age. So, and that's the age group that is primarily affected by this virus that's going around. So. But we have adapted, and we've had other groups step up and really help us. I really want to give a shout-out to Uplift Midmo Community. They are a group, a Christ-based group here in Mexico, Missouri, and they have stepped up tremendously, helping us with our food distribution and with delivering food to people that can't get out and making masks for our volunteers. And so the volunteers that do show up to help us with the food distribution, they're instructed to wear vinyl gloves. We make masks available to them. And so hopefully everybody does that. They practice social distancing, trying to keep themselves distanced from not only the participants, but from the fellow volunteers as well. So it's a work in progress, but it is something that is working out well, and we couldn't do it without the support of everybody and then the support of the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is just tremendous. They have really stepped up to the plate, kept supplying us food in a safe and effective manner there, and so as you can see and hear from what I'm saying is that everything has come together, and even though it might be considered risky at times, we feel like we're doing everything possible to provide a safe environment and yet provide the basic necessity of food to people.
Well, it sounds like you guys are adapting really, really well. I was wondering, you know, with every with the COVID-19 going around, some people have had to be laid off in Mexico in the Audrain County. Are you seeing an increase in asking for help for food distribution?
Yes, we certainly have right from the very get-go. As soon as the layoffs started occurring, we had people, I've been laid off and we don't know what we're going to do and can you help us? And the answer is yes. I mean, the food bank continues to supply us food, and we continue to have volunteer support to be able to get it out to cars. So, yes, there is a very much increased need. We're probably seeing, we distribute twice a week, on Wednesdays from 9 to noon, and Fridays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And at each one of those distributions, we'll see probably 15 new applicants coming in and asking for food and or asking for supplemental food. And then the other thing that we've seen is people that hadn't been here in years. And all of a sudden now, you know, things have changed and they're hurting. And they see this this small window here of hope to get food and save that money for other basic necessities they have to have.
Totally understand that. Now, you said that for people who are new to this, they can fill out an application if they pull up in their car around the back of the building. Is there somewhere they can complete it online as well?
Well, we don't have an online application, unfortunately. That's something we need to work on. I can see that. But what we have been doing is one of us will go up there with the clipboard to their window with our application, and we'll just gather the information from them. You know, they'll hold up their ID so we can get their, you know, their, you know, because everybody's required to show a Missouri ID, picture ID to receive food. So once we see that, we get the information off of it, we complete the application for them, and even ask them if it's okay to sign their name and do all of that to, again, limit as much handling things back and forth, physical interaction. But yes, we gladly accept anyone new, and it really takes not much time at all to process them through as they're coming through the distribution line.
Well, that's great. You guys are doing a great job over there, and you know, I hope you guys stay safe. You're doing the good work, and keep it up, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. And during my career with not only the Help Center, but I was employed with the American Red Cross, and so I've seen a lot of disaster response, and this actually is disaster response, and that is when you truly see the good in people come out. People just, they want to do whatever they can. And so I want to give a shout out to all these folks that have been supporting us in any number of ways. Like I said, Uplift Midmo has been extremely supportive, but there has been companies and businesses and individuals who have been sending us financial support because our thrift stores closed down, and we're trying to, you know, we're spending more than we're making here, you know, bringing in. So people had just really stepped up all throughout the community and beyond and said, we believe in what you're doing, and here's our support. So, it, you know, this Help Center, just as it always has been, it's not about us here. It's about all of us coming together to serve our fellow man, and we just appreciate that so much.